So we have this back and forth, back and forth. In the book of Job, he is despondent, he is destroyed, he is undone. And his heart has failed him, he is dead inside. And he's basically getting hammered by his friends who are saying, look, Job, something has to be wrong here. Somewhere you have gotten off the path. You need to surrender yourself to God. You need to repent. You need to turn from your evil ways. Even though they are unseen and hidden, they must exist. And Job continually comes back saying, look, you guys are just making me feel worse. In your love for me and trying to iron out my problems, you're just pouring salt into my wounds, because the reality is I am blameless. I have done nothing wrong. Search me, find it in me, and I'll repent. But it's not there. God has fingered me and put me down, and I have no recourse. Who can stand against the Almighty? And like I said when we started the book, the advice of his friends isn't bad advice. It's advice we'd give today, probably. It's incorrect, as we'll see. But it's not poor counsel traditionally. And Job, he's convinced that he is being crushed by God. And he's standing there and saying, look, I will see God. I will praise him. But for now, he is crushing me and I have no recourse. And I don't know why. I read this book last year called Come Be My Light. It was the story of Mother Teresa. And actually, it was her hidden writings, her diaries and letters. And it was formed into book form for the Catholic Church to consider her for sainthood. But nevertheless, these were her writings and the situation she was in. And she had such amazing intimacy with Jesus in her early life. Such deep, pleasing times, such penetrating call on her life, and such a mission. The thing that we just didn't know, really up until this time, was that for the last 50 years of her life, she heard nothing. She felt crushed. She felt alone. She did not know where God had gone or why. And she would speak to those over her, priests above her, about such things. And yet, in spite of all of it, she made a conscious decision to not deviate from the last thing she heard God tell her to do. She did not curse the name of God for him not showing up and being intimate with her. She just figured there was a reason. All would be revealed. And that she would continue in the work, the lonely work, as it turned out. She didn't cease from speaking to God. And she stayed true. And I remember reading that and thinking, man, this is a modern day Job story. And wow, for 50 years, 50 years of this, and staying true to the faith, staying true to the call and mission. And so although I don't know much about sainthood, I'd say she's a saint. We're all saints, but she is a particular example for us. We want things tidy. We want answers. We want things to logically progress. We want what we want. And we put these barriers and these demands on God, even subconsciously. That's what I was talking about. Last month in the month in review, one of the things that leads to breakthrough is simply understanding that God is sovereign and he is for us. And what that looks like may not be what we assume. And our assumptions have no bearing necessarily in what's really going on. And as we'll see from Job, more is going on than Job or his friends know. There is always more going on in the spirit. And so for you who feel like you're in a time of Job-like trial, for those of you who find yourself in the desert, as it were, uncertain and unsure and discouraged and wondering where God has gone, I can assure you, and I think I can say this on all authority, God has not abandoned you. And God is not gone. There is much more than we know going on. God is sovereign, and our only hope, whether we are doing great or whether life is in the toilet, our only hope is to put our full trust in God. Because he's the only one that knows what's really going on. And he is the creator of our hearts. He knows us better than we know ourselves, better than our children know us, better than our spouses know us, our friends, our community. He knows us more intimately and deeply than anyone else ever will or ever could.